It's day 18 of hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker. Now, anybody that's a food addict will know one of the kind of most annoying things about being a food addict is the way that you eat your feelings. Do you know what I mean? If you've ever like had a really crap day, you just kind of want to eat everything you see. But the problem with it is obviously it's cyclical. It's like a spiral of decline because you eat because you feel a bit crap. And then you realise that you've overeaten and that makes you feel kind of worse. So then you feel bad. So then you eat more. It kind of just goes like that. And today's been a really challenging day. My daughter's just over 2 years old and I think she's kind of entering the terrible twos. And she's also been a bit poorly, so she's not been herself. And she's been so challenging. Like, you know how, if you've got kids, you might know this. I think that all kids get to a stage where that everything's a negotiation. You know what I mean? So if you tell them to not do something, they don't just not do it. You have to like barter with them all the time. And I get they're only young and they're just learning about the world, but it's just so frustrating. And, you know, I was off from work today and I was having to like try and work from home and she was just like ripping stuff off the shelves and going mad and screaming at me and hitting me in the face. And I'll tell her to stop and then give her a timeout and put her on the step and she'll scream. And I'll say no and explain to her why that's naughty. And then we'll go through that whole process again and again and again. And you know what? All day, all I've wanted to do is just eat. I just want to eat so much. But yeah, it's just difficult, isn't it? It's difficult. But I've got to find another thing to comfort me. It can't be food. Food is not my friend. I've realised that over all these years. It's not actually comforting. They call it comfort eating. It's not, though, is it really? It's a horrible addiction that preys on my insecurities. That's what it is. Food is not my friend. And what a weird realization that is. I think, because for a lot of people, I think it is their friend. You know, they've got it in check and they've got like a healthy relationship with food. But it definitely isn't my friend. I was talking to my wife about this last night, actually, and she said, apparently, you know, yesterday on the podcast, we were talking about addiction and about how if your routine is broken, I find it really difficult. If my routine's broken, I find it really difficult to kind of like stay on with my good habits. Apparently that is actually a thing with addicts, like drug addicts and alcohol addicts and stuff like that. Apparently a lot of them say it's fine when everything's fine, but as soon as the wheels start coming off a little bit, that's when it all goes hopelessly wrong. And it's interesting because I've always thought that food addiction is no different to that sort of addiction, but I don't know. It's quite interesting hearing that, you know, it's the same in so many ways. In such a crucial way as well. So anyway, I'm not feeling great today, I have to be honest. I feel like it's exacerbated by everything that's going on at home. But equally, I have stayed on my calories today. I'm not going to go over my calories today. I don't feel great about it and I kind of just want to smash loads of delicious food to give myself a little lift, but it won't give me a lift. It'll just make me feel crap. Crapper. Crappest. So, I'm going to have some dinner with Mel, my wife, and then I'm going to go to bed. And then tomorrow is another day. See you for day 19. This was not inspirational, was it?